Utah Governor Spencer Cox has asked the National Guard, Utah Highway Patrol, and local police departments to stand by to intervene and protect the state capitol in case protests should turn violent. Cox's order allows authorities to keep the Capitol grounds closed through Thursday, January 21st, the day after President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration in Washington, D.C. Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez says he couldn't believe his eyes when he saw the insurrection happening at the nation's capital earlier this month.
It was astonishing to see men and women wearing the uniform getting beat down with American flags. I never, ever thought I would see that. I understand protests and civil unrest, but to actually beat a cop with an American flag just tore at my heart, just completely ripped it out. It was a sad day for this country, for law enforcement. It's a day I'll never forget.
What he's hearing is that if there are any protests happening in Utah, they'll be held at the state capitol. And while he can't predict that nothing will happen locally, because he knows anything can happen anytime and anywhere, he believes that his team is ready and will assist the teams at the capitol if needed.
We're always on guard. We're always prepared. We've had conversations about our response. But what we're really doing is focusing on supporting the Salt Lake City and the Capitol and what their needs may be.
While the focus is not on Summit County, he says his staff is ready for the worst.
We're definitely on our A game. We've got our head on a swivel, and we hope that there's no insurrection. We hope that people will abide by an orderly and peaceful transfer of power, and we can move this country forward.
Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter says he hasn't heard of any planned protest in Park City, but he has increased staffing to deal with the Martin Luther King holiday crowds and to also make sure that the resources are in place and that the city's physical facilities are protected. There will be increased police presence at City Hall and on Main Street through the week.
Obviously, everybody is taxed right now throughout the state with resources, but we have mutual aid and lots of conversations going on right now. We'll continue to monitor this throughout the next couple of weeks and evaluate and change as needed.
But at this point, Carpenter says Park City is not providing any support for the staffing at the state capitol.
Right now, we are not. We have officers that are on standby. However, we're going to keep the majority of our resources here in the city and county. Because we're obviously, it's a very busy time for us as well with Martin Luther King weekend and the inauguration coming up. If needed, we do have resources that we can send and assist as needed, as we've done in the past with Salt Lake City.
He added that many times protests ebb and flow and move from location to location, so he'll continue to keep his finger on the pulse and to make sure he's aware of what's happening as best he can. Wasatch County Sheriff Jared Frigby did not return our request for comment. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.